Last time you went to the quote-unquote doctor's office, who did you see? There's a good chance it was a nurse practitioner, an NP. In 10 years, the number of NPs finishing grad school in the U.S. has more than tripled, and they want you to know what they can do. In fact, they've poured millions of dollars into ads like this one on TV.
Our NP orders tests, makes the correct diagnoses, and prescribes the medications we need.
Research shows NPs can do a lot of what primary care doctors do, but they have to know when to consult doctors who have several years more training when patients need something beyond what they know, and to refer patients when needed. Nurse practitioners say, well, duh, they learned that in school. Doctors aren't convinced. They want Kansas to keep making NPs sign collaborative practice agreements, a deal that doctors say guarantees NPs will do all that vital consulting and referring. But
you still would end up referring that patient regardless.
Stephanith Adams is a nurse practitioner in southwest Kansas. NPs sometimes have to pay doctors thousands of dollars. She can't see why.
The very thing that you're doing for the patient, you don't need to pay someone to be able to do that.
Here are a few other complaints about these collaborative practice agreements. Doctors can ink as many as they like, with NPs that work hours away. So agreements end up being just pieces of paper that cost money. And the Federal Trade Commission warns that doctors can leverage those pieces of paper to stifle competition from nurse practitioners. Adams plans to leave Kansas for Nevada, one of about half of U.S. states where NPs don't need permission to work from doctors. They get that from regulators. Does that keep patients safe? Wichita family physician Kevin Hoppick with the Kansas Medical Society doubts it. So keep the current system, he says. Just make sure doctors don't abuse it.
If there indeed are circumstances where a physician is providing merely a signature and not meaningful collaboration, that's a travesty. In fact, that's a disgrace.
Doctors should still be at the helm, he says. Imagine an airplane. You need pilots and flight attendants, but they're not the same.
And though the steward may spend just as many hours in the air as the pilot, I really think that I'm the one who wants to have the pilot flying the plane.
But while flight attendants obviously can't fly planes, experts say NPs can guide a patient's care. The National Academy of Medicine says no studies show NPs do a worse job than doctors or that states have better health care when NPs are tied to doctors. Professor Candace Chen at George Washington University formerly led the medical division at the Federal Bureau of Health Workforce. She's not won over by cautionary stories that doctors tell of mistakes by NPs. One physician told Kansas lawmakers, she saved a child with a failing liver who'd been diagnosed by an NP with stomach flu.
To be completely honest, right, like there are horror stories about physician providers like that too, right? So across healthcare systems, we have to figure out how to prevent those horror stories.
That means training providers of all stripes, she says. Those with less training, those with more training, to consult and refer whenever something is above their heads. Here's the other thing. Parts of the U.S. suffer healthcare shortages. That affects a million Kansans. Research shows nurse practitioners are more likely than doctors to work in rural areas, to serve the uninsured, patients on Medicaid, and that states that don't tether NPs to doctors have more of them. This spring, a push to make Kansas NPs independent from doctors hit a wall, but the NPs plan to return to the legislature next year. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Topeka.